WSL, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for Brittany J's tea for the day.
Yes, and today, Ja Rule, he's finally been cleared in the Fyre Festival fraud class action lawsuit. He and the chief marketing officer, Grant Margolin, they were accused of organizing and promoting the event, knowing that it was a scam, but the judge believes that Rule wasn't in on it and that he was hustled just like everybody else. So he made out.
A win for him.
Right, finally. I think finally. But he need to stop trying to put on another one because, come on, sir. Just take your win and move forward, okay?
Yeah,
So Jermaine Dupri, he did an interview with People Magazine, and he was asked if he had a favorite female rapper right now, and he said no because they're all rapping about the same thing. He said they're not showing us who's the best rapper. Then he also said, for me, it's like strippers rapping. I honestly don't really agree with that. I feel like Cardi, she's been open about that. I feel like the scene in Atlanta might be a lot of strippers, like, trying to trans, you know what I'm saying? Like, just a lot. It's a real thing. If he would have said they all look like strippers, I would have been like, I feel you, sir. Like, it's the era of the baddie, okay? Everybody's waist is snatched, asses pumped. You know what I'm saying? But I think that he missed out on a lot of rappers like Tokyo Jets, Malibu Midge, Rhapsody. She was nominated for a Grammy. Rico Nasty. Like, there's a bunch of female rappers I think that he kind of, like, ignored. But maybe they're not big enough for him to, like, pay attention to.
But even a Usual Suspect, Cardi and Nicki, they still be rapping. Let's be clear.
Right, that's what I'm saying. Yes, exactly. So I try to stay away from the mainstream when I mention people.
They can out rap.
Yikes. What? Well, good thing he's a producer.
Exactly. But he tries to rap from time to time.
And then I want to know how he feels about the male rappers right now. Like, what are they talking about that you so intrigued about? You know what I'm saying? Like, what's going on that side?
He wants that smoke.
What's going on that side?
He ain't going that route.
He won't.
He don't want that smoke.
All right. So, lastly, they got your boy. R. Kelly is in the bing, ladies and gentlemen.
Not the Hoosh Cow.
I sound really excited. The Hoosh Cow. R. Kelly is in the Hoosh Cow. He was arrested in Chicago last night for federal sex crimes in both Illinois and New York.
What?
So he had a 13-count indictment in Illinois that includes charges of child porn, enticement of a minor, and obstruction of justice. There's a second federal indictment out in Brooklyn where his charges include sex trafficking, racketeering, and allegations of forced labor and various violations of the Mann Act. The Mann Act deals with prostitution and child pornography. It was created to stop men from tricking, forcing, and drugging females into prostitution. And it prohibits transferring, like, women or, like, anybody really across the state lines and country lines for sex. Illicit sex purposes, right? So
that's all the charges.
That's a part. I'm not even finished, y'all. So the indictment, the indictment says that Kelly and others engaged in a scheme to force minors to participate in sexually explicit acts on the camera. They said the purpose of the scheme was to promote R. Kelly's music and brand to recruit women and girls to engage in the sexual activity with him. He and his crew traveled in the States and abroad to recruit these women. So he was arrested last night. He was walking his dog in Chicago, and Homeland Security pulled up with Chicago PD. And I'm not even sure who else pulled up, but it was a bunch of different law enforcement people that pulled up on him. So he's going to be arraigned in Illinois, and he's going to be taken to New York to face that judge in that case as well. So now, one more thing. So he was hit with the new 11-count indictment that happened, like, in June that we heard about. So in these indictments, it says that women and girls were not permitted to leave their room for anything, not even to, like, eat or use the bathroom, which some of the girls that came out, and they would say this, right? They said that they couldn't look other men in the eye. Well, at them in the face at all, had to call him daddy. That sounded like what the parents were saying. Like, all of this kind of is really tying together. The feds also say that Kelly would threaten to physically force them to do what he wanted, like, if they refused, like, he would physically force them to do said thing. And in at least one case, he allegedly took a minor to California and committed rape, abduction, carnal abuse of a child, and seduction. He allegedly exposed at least one minor to an infectious venereal disease. Y'all, I am spent. I'm hot. I'm sweating.
Is there a bond or anything involved?
I don't even see any details. They just running off the charges and figuring out what people are saying.
Because this is where Akon comes in and says, mess around and got locked up, and they won't let me out.
And they won't let me out. I'm literally breaking a sweat right now over this.
Even if there is a bond, I mean, R. Kelly worth about, 38 cents?
35.
He has somebody else pay his child support. That man has no ends right now. So
somebody will bond him out.
You know, somebody might. He got to set it pretty high because these girls spending their whole 401k on him.
And whoever do it, they
bring him right.
What?
All them charges.
I'm looking for a damn chicken daddy, my damn self. How about bear R. Kelly out? The hell is going on?
Oh my goodness.
But well, I'm good at tea.
That was a load.
Yeah.
Jeez.
There's nothing else to say. There's nothing else to say.
All right, well, with that being said, man, I'm still out here at the Food Truck Festival at the Riverfront, hot in the community, presented by Eblen's, man. We got more tickets coming up 10 past the hour. Keep it right here. It's Hot 93.7. Thank you for tuning in.
WZMX. WZMX HD1 Hartford. Thanks for sweating it out with DJ Rex and the Big Man. It's the Midday Workout every weekday afternoon on Hot 93.7.